KT Broadcast Studios. This is ABQ Connect.
Good afternoon and welcome into ABQ Connect. Jim Williams with you in studio. I have a special guest today. And before we introduce Matt, I wanted to just thank everybody for coming out this weekend. Tremendous services here at Calvary of Albuquerque. Ben Corson in the pulpit. I want to thank Dominic Dunn and Ben for the Sojourn event. We had 300-400 kids, a lot of young people coming forward and being equipped for this journey that they face, leaving home and going to college as Christian people. It's my pleasure now to introduce you to a longtime friend and a business coach here in Albuquerque, Matt Walsh. Matt, welcome in to ABQ Connect.
Thanks, Jim. Glad to be here.
Well, you've been working with businesses a long time, Matt. You've been an entrepreneur. Your wife is an entrepreneur.
That's right.
At many different levels, manufacturing and marketing and all kinds of different things. So now you meet with business people every day. And I want to say that Matt is a Christian man, but he meets with people of all faiths and coaches people, not only of all faiths, but people that don't even have faith. And I want to start by saying, you know, I really admire people, especially Christian folks, who are able to love and care for people regardless of their beliefs. And tell us a little bit about that experience with your people.
Yeah, so God has put in my heart and called me to be in service in the business community. It's what I know. That's who I love. That's who I work with. And as a Christian man, I really believe it's important that that's who I am first and foremost. But when I'm in the context of a business coach, that's what I'm coaching is business. If faith comes up, I'll share my faith. We'll talk about faith. We'll walk in faith, pray in faith. But it's not something that is the forefront of the agenda, what I do, because it's not the world we live in, frankly, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the world we live in is covered by a lot of, in the United States, a lot of different faiths, a lot of different walks, a lot of different people. And I feel called and led to work with those folks in the business community.
Well, and I know some of the people that you work with.
Yeah.
And I know that unequivocally, regardless of what they believe, they know you care about them. And you not just care about them, you put them at a very high priority.
I do.
You're available to them. Your business coaching is always there. And I think that however that's presented, you're always ready to give an answer about your faith if that topic comes up. But again,
that's right.
Loving people, caring about people right where they are. So congratulations on that 15 years.
15 years of doing that. Man, coaching. It's been exciting.
That is fun.
Well, and the thing about it, too, is they'll employ people of all faiths as well.
Right.
You know, it helps us all, and it really glues us together, you know, in the business community anyway, of making this a better place.
So, Matt, I'm reading in some SBA, Small Business Administration, information that's available online to anybody in preparation for this interview, that 98.2% of businesses around the country qualify as small businesses. Now, there's some other technical designations, but generally that is a business that has less than 500 employees.
Right.
So 98.2% of businesses in this country are small business.
That's a big number.
That's a big number.
And
They have all kind. You know, I always believe this. Professional speakers always have all kinds of statistics that they quote. Well, the best quote I ever heard is that 33.3% of all those statistics are made up on the spot.
Right. That's right.
Well, again, this SBA stuff that I was reading says 30% of new businesses fail in the first 2 years.
Right.
50% in the first 5 years.
Yep.
And then one brochure that I read and one online source says 66% after 10 years.
Right.
But another one says only 30%. So I'm not sure that there's
it's a big number.
It's a big number.
Yeah, it's a big number. I believe the 66% after 10 years and all the numbers that you were talking about, especially getting it from the SBA, are true. And the reasons are varied. You know, we've talked a lot about preparing for this program and how do we help people out in the business community out there. And I've seen all kinds of issues that come up. And if I could, and just talk about kind of the three core things that any small business must have. And not just a small business. By the way, you could take Amazon, Google, Microsoft, a lot of these companies. They have to have these three core functions. So any business has to have these three things. And we can talk more about what's involved with those three things. But the three things are, and you can write this down, sales and marketing, operations, and finance. And let me elaborate just a little bit on that. So think of it like a three-legged stool. Any one of those legs is gone or isn't working well, the stool doesn't work. Somebody has to sell what you have.
Matt, by the way, I'm personally not real stable on a three-legged stool. Anyway.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll make it a real big, you know, legged stool.
Okay.
Okay. So those legs have to be fortified.
Oh, there you go.
All right. So somebody's got to sell what you have. That's sales and marketing. And nothing happens, by the way, until you do that. The second thing is somebody's got to deliver on it. And then the last one is somebody's got to keep track of it all. So in as simple terms is I sell it, I produce it or deliver on it, and then I keep track of it in QuickBooks or, you know, an accounting program. And that's why I call it finance in that area. But you do those three things well, you'll have a successful business. If when I go into a company and they're struggling, and companies can struggle and they go through, you know, valleys and hills and all that, it is one of those three things that's off, or more, at least one thing that's off.
Now, is that because the owner, and one of the questions I had for you, is it possible to be the salesperson, accountant, HR director, maintenance yes. person, general manager, and owner all at the same time? Is it possible, or are you obviously going to be weak in some area?
Okay. Any small business owner out there listening right now is going to laugh at that and say, well, that's me. You just described a small business owner. At least many of them. Now, there's a lot of help that you can get out there for any of those things that you described. But when you're in a small business, you wear all these hats. So is it possible? I'd say it's necessary, especially when you start out. Especially when you start out. But the reason why people struggle in one of three or more of those areas, that's what I help people with. Sometimes they don't even know. It's hard. When you're in the midst of it and you're in the trenches or you're in the trees, to know why is something not working? Why am I struggling? Does God not want me to be successful in this? Is that what it is? Why? And truthfully, I wouldn't know if God wants you to be or not to be. But what I do know is what he's imparted me with is a perspective of what it takes to be successful in business and what, you know, you need to do. The number one, though, that people struggle with the most is sales and marketing, is selling it. And there's a good reason for that. Because today, as anybody would know, I've been in this long enough, so thinking back 10 years or longer, you didn't have all the social media outlets that you have today in ways of getting your message out. Now, there's good things and bad things in that. The good things are is there's all kinds of new ways to get the message out to reach the potential client or customer that you have to sell something to. But the negative ways is there's so much more to manage. It's one more hat. You could have added that social media manager
right
here, sure. Which is really can be a stressful thing. But don't get overwhelmed with that there's so much you've got to do to be successful. It's those three things, and those three you just need to pay attention to. I know there's a lot more stuff, and we talk about other things that accentuate those three core ones, but it's the three core things that make the biggest difference.
So by way of introduction here in our first segment,
okay.
We're going to come back.
I jump right in there.
Well, we're going to talk a little bit more after we take this break.
Okay.
But before we go,
yep.
We've kind of summarized what the three things are you need to be successful.
Yeah.
But now we're going to talk about people that are planning to go into business.
Okay.
And that might already be in business.
Right.
And want to increase sales. And I don't know any company in the world that doesn't want to do better than they're doing today.
That's right.
So we'll be right back with Matt Walsh here on KNKT and ABQ Connect. Stay with us.
At DreamStyle featuring Pella, we must sell 500 windows and doors by July 22nd. So we're passing incredible savings on to you. Buy one window or door, get the second 50% off. Or 3 years, no interest. We're only offering this discount and special financing until July 22nd. It will end sooner if we reach our goal, which means you have less than 3 weeks left to take advantage of our biggest savings of the year. At DreamStyle Remodeling, we guarantee an unbeatable customer experience, a superior product, and expert installation. Buy one window or patio door, get the second 50% off, or 3 years, no interest. Remember, this sale only applies to the next 500 units sold or until July 22nd. Dream Style Remodeling featuring Pella Windows and Doors. Call 373-0201 or visit DreamStyleWindows.com to schedule your free consultation. That's 373-0201.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect.
Welcome back to ABQ Connect. Matt Walsh in studio with me, Jim Williams, your host. And Matt is a longtime 15-year business coach here in Albuquerque in New Mexico, entrepreneur himself.
Yep.
His wife has been an entrepreneur. She's done everything from manufacturing to landscaping and all kinds of neat things.
Yes.
Pam is something else.
She is. She keeps
it going. And your son now, Michael.
Yeah.
Former Lobo football player.
That's right.
Entrepreneur on his own now too. So it's in the blood of the Walsh family.
Yeah, that's right.
And I'm going to say this about your two daughters. So your children went to Hope with my kids. At least your daughters did.
Yeah.
Michael was one of those La Cueva football players.
Well, he was there for 5 years. Yeah, but that's right.
That's right.
That's right. But then he went to La Cueva.
But your daughters, and I think this is probably true with all the women in your family, their artistic ability is second to none. And I mean at the highest professional level. I mean, things that Stephanie has done that I've seen are just amazing.
They didn't get that from me.
So we're going to talk now to business people. We're going to talk to somebody that's maybe been in a business a long time. They've been working for somebody else.
Okay.
They've learned most of the ins and outs maybe of sales.
Okay.
And all of a sudden they decide, you know, I could do this on my own. What are the steps they need to go to in coming up with a business plan?
Okay. So the first thing you have to think about, you want to take that step, which is a big one, can be feel like a scary one. But you don't get any reward until you take that actual step. And the thing that you have to look at, whatever you're interested in doing, is can I create enough value to be able to offer a product to enough people at a certain price to make money doing this?
Right.
And you have to be real honest with yourself about that. That's an assessment that you're doing, a self-assessment, if you will.
Sure.
And whatever that is. And so most people start out in a business, what I would call as a technician. They're really good at something and they want to provide and share that something with the world and make money from doing it. Mm-hmm. And that's a great place to start. The next thing, you take that leap to say, I want to start. You got to call it something. You know, you get a piece of paper and write down all of your ambitions and dreams and desires and fears on a piece of paper and brainstorm that. So you don't have to structure it in some specific way and everybody leads in a different way, but just get it out of your head on paper. Talk to some close people in your life and see what they think of that idea. Now don't let them dissuade you. I mean, there's a lot of people out there that may not know or be too scared themselves to be in business. They might discourage you. But listen honestly to people's feedback. If you think there's a business there on what it is, because that doesn't cost you anything. It takes you time. But then you're floating the idea of what you want to, how you want to serve the community, really, it with the product or the service that you want to do and whether there is any interest. You can go online, share it with friends and family and see if there's interest there. You can start it as a hobby. You don't have to quit your job and do that. You can do it along with wherever it is that you're working and do it part-time. That's the thing. It's not a plan as much as a commitment when you decide to go in business. Now, we could talk about the bookkeeping things like you should. You got to get a business license. So you got to go here locally, get a business license in the city of Albuquerque or maybe wherever it is that you are. You need to go get a New Mexico gross receipts tax number.
CRS number.
Yeah, the CRS number from the state. And they make that relatively easy. That's not that hard to do. You got to think about what form of business you want to have.
So maybe you're setting up a partnership or an
exactly.
LLC or
That's
an
right.
S corporation, yep. C corp, all
That's
those
right.
kind of things.
That's right. And that just, those are the things, the must do's, and a federal tax ID number if you need that. Especially if you're going to employ other people on it. And then where are you going to set up shop? Now, the thing about setting up shop, and I've seen this happen, and I've coached people out of it. You gotta keep expenses low, because no matter what you think you might spend in business, you're gonna spend more. You're gonna spend more than you think you're going to spend when you start this business. And so that means if you can start it out of your home, that's perfectly okay. You register it, that you're starting out of your home. Start in your home.
And of course you have to sometimes go through zoning approvals.
Exactly,
and
right.
Things.
That's right. Yeah, you have to check into all those things. You want to definitely do it the way that our governments want you to do it. But that's one way. Or share an office with somebody else. There's business suites, even here at Calvary. Maybe, you know, they could start an incubator here. I don't know if they have one, but, you know, that's an idea.
It's an idea.
That's an idea. But, you know, there's other sources in the community. The SBA you talked about. SCORE is another one that works through the SBA. There are different types of business incubators around town that you can look up to do, depending on what it is that you want to do. Team up with some other folks. But you make that commitment, you got to go. You got to go for it, even if you start part-time as a hobby. And it's all about value. People see that you're providing value to them, and they'll pay for it. And that's how you end up starting a business and really succeeding. Now, once it's going, that's a whole different matter.
Now, Matt, when you have this conversation with people, they call you about wanting to start a business, do you help them discern and figure out what their personal skill set is?
That is a great question. I look at that as giftedness. What's their giftedness? I do. And as a matter of fact, when I coach folks, and I don't coach everybody the same way because their giftedness is different. Their skill sets are different. We don't talk about it like that, but through talking about it, you can find out what it is.
Well, and your ears might have been burning last week, and you'll have to forgive me. I'm now not asking for permission. I'm asking for forgiveness.
Okay.
But I shared a story last week about when we were a little bit younger and in a Bible study together.
Right.
And you asked the question, I wonder if I'm gifted to do evangelism.
Right.
And one of our friends, local pastor Con Tweeten,
said,
oh, well, I don't know, but let's take you to Coronado Center and let's find out. And you guys just began to talk to people about Jesus.
We did.
And you might share the story, but I think the summary of it is that you had guys wanting to pull out knives and get you away from them, yet you saw Con just introduce people to Jesus and pray with them, and not every person they talked to, but
that's right.
It just happened, and you could see clearly that God had gifted him to do that.
Yep.
And Hope Khan doesn't mind us sharing the story, but
that's right.
You came out of that with a whole new perspective and not discouraged.
No, not at all.
Because it kind of led you to what you're doing now, right?
It did. I mean, it's all part of the same journey. And, you know, you don't know if you're gifted in something, but if God puts it on your heart to do, then you're called to do it. You need to do it.
Absolutely. And we're going to talk a little bit more about being in business and trying to help your business if it's struggling, and some things that a good coach can help you with. So stay with us. We're with Matt Walsh here on ABQ Connect this afternoon.
Mark your calendar for the Albuquerque Christian Children's Home Annual Barbecue, Saturday, August 10th from 11 to 2. Tour the cottages, meet the house parents, and enjoy great food. The GTO Car Club, activities for the kids, and live music from Vintage. The Albuquerque Christian Children's Home Annual Barbecue, August 10th. Tickets and information at 898-5520 or acchkids.org. That's 898-5520 or acchkids.org.
At Albuquerque Christian Children's Home, we believe that children are truly a gift from God. That's why we open our arms and our hearts to children who have been abused, neglected, or abandoned. Children who are hurting and scared. Although we have lots of love to give, caring also takes dollars. You can help provide a safe haven for these children by making a tax-deductible donation online at acchkids.org or by calling us at 898-5520.
G'day to you, it's Joel and Luke here from the Band for King Country with some thrilling news.
This fall, we'd like to personally invite you to Burn the Ships of the World Tour in Albuquerque, New Mexico on October 19th at Tingley Coliseum.
It's going to be quite a night of music and stories. It's just going to be you and us. We'll be taking the stage at the top of the show. And in honor of Burn the Ships, the production design will be inspired by the bow of a ship, making it the most elaborate but intimate night you've experienced with us yet.
And we'll also be playing more music than ever before. Every song from our latest album, as well as many of your favorites, such as Fix My Eyes and Priceless. Fix my
eyes. So we cannot wait to embark on this voyage with you.
Join us October 19th at Tingley Coliseum. Reserve your seats right now at fakingcountry.com.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect.
Welcome back into ABQ Connect. Jim Williams in studio with Matt Walsh. Matt, a 15-year business coach, helping business people of all faiths be successful in business.
Yep.
So, Matt, that's a congratulations. You've got all your children grown up. And
yeah.
even though, you know, numerically you're a little younger than me, you have a couple of grandchildren.
I do.
I had 6 years for each of those grandchildren. That makes you now 4 or 5 years older than me.
There you go.
The grandchild thing has got to be really fun.
Oh, man. It is a real blessing, let me tell you. So our youngest, now that you mention it, is 6 months, Eli.
Yeah.
And our oldest is... I think 4, and that's Ava.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Ava's getting big.
She is getting big.
Yeah. I hope she has the artistic ability of her mom, because it would just be
crazy. Yeah, Stephanie, right. Yeah. She works with her on it. Yeah, that's a giftedness. It's a giftedness that they didn't, again, I have to say this, did not get from me.
Well, I know, so. For example, I don't have this ability at all. But I know people that can look at a space like a dirt lot. This is something your wife can do.
Yeah.
And she sees this plant over here growing beautifully.
Yep.
You know, the Calvary campus is a lot like what I'm describing.
Yes.
I look at this campus and how beautiful it is.
Yes.
And I've been watching the young children, if I sit outside during a service,
yep.
playing in the fountains.
Yep.
And I mean, it's just a place of joy and peace.
Mm-hmm.
And you're listening to great Bible studies, and it's really fun.
And it started out as dirt.
And I was here when it was dirt.
That's right.
And to see what the gifted people, and yep. I think that's a lot, Lenny and Skip, they have a lot of that vision. So
yep.
that's kind of amazing.
Uh-huh.
So, Matt, we started talking a little bit about skill sets.
Right.
But off the air, you mentioned something that I don't think I'd really considered, and that is passion.
Yes, passion. So when we talked earlier and we kind of started the show about having an idea about starting a business to begin with, it's a heart issue. Passion is a heart issue. Is you have to love and have the passion and the focus and the energy to carry through on working that business. And the reason is because you're going to be faced with all kinds of decisions, obstacles, naysayers, troubles, success too on it. Just lots of things are thrown at business people, and more so every day, the complexities of it all. And there's plenty of ways to become discouraged, and you got to have the passion to work through all of that. You really do. And if you ever lose that passion, we talked about this. If you lose that passion, it's probably time for you to do something else.
How many times have you seen someone, and I'll just qualify young person.
Okay.
Because you're a parent.
Yeah.
So a young person goes out, works in an industry for 5 or 6 years, has great success, haven't really tried much else. All of a sudden, it's time for me to go do this on my own. But while they're in the process of planning to go start a business, they start experiencing other things, and then the kind of passion for what they've been doing, just simply because they don't have experience with anything else, kind of wanes a little bit. By the way, as we're going through all of
yep.
this, if you would like to call and talk to Matt Walsh while we're on the air, you're welcome to call 505-338-5790. That is the call-in line here to ABQ Connect, 505-338-5790. Matt Walsh is a business coach.
Yep.
And if you want to reach Matt, you can go to businesscoachabq@gmail.com. That's businesscoachabq@gmail.com. Been around for 15 years
yeah.
and an entrepreneur in Albuquerque for a lot longer than that. Graduate
right.
of the University of New Mexico.
I did.
So good. So talk to us a little bit more about passion. I mean, we see people all the time that have great passion for a variety of things.
They do. And so the way I can – becoming a business coach from what I was doing before is I really believe passionately God put on my heart to help other people in business and be for them in business what I didn't have when I had my own business, and that's a whole other story that we can get into some other time, and be for them that. And that's a passion. That's something that – so I was drawn to do what I'm doing. I had to take inventory of talents that I had, of interests that I had, but what did I really have a passion for? And I have a passion for helping people in business in this community be successful. And being successful, really, however you tie it, is making a profit, is making some money, being in a business in this community. And if you have a passion to sell sports equipment, you know, you feel like there's a place in the world that is lacking when it comes to providing in this community a facility, perhaps, a certain process or training, a certain approach, a certain service, certain equipment, and it's something you're familiar with. You think there's enough people that would pay the kind of money that you're looking at selling it for to make a profit in here, and you really have a passion to help those folks. And the reason why it's so important, the reason why we're talking about it, is it comes through in what you do and who you help, is that passion.
And you don't try to give people all your energy. I remember coaching, and I always would tell athletes, look, the energy that you have in a game can't come from me.
That's right.
Can't come from the coach. It
has
to come from you.
It does.
My job should be to calm you down and to focus you, not give you energy.
Yeah.
So all I ever wanted was 100% effort.
Right.
And it's pretty easy to discern whether someone has the energy to overcome obstacles and be persevering and all of those kinds of things.
That's right.
The other thing is the way you structure your consulting and coaching is you don't just depend on your knowledge and expertise. You put people together.
I do.
And they kind of form a board.
Yep.
They pay a monthly fee, which is
they
how
do.
You make a living.
That's right.
But they all work together to support each other's businesses.
That's
a fascinating model.
That's right. Of all those different faiths that we talked about.
That's right.
That they share a commonality of running a business enterprise in Albuquerque. And they share wisdom. You know, and that is, you know, if you talk about the Bible, that's a very biblical thing to do.
Sure.
Is to share wisdom and discernment and insights to the struggles or the opportunities that you have in running that business. And so people go in hills and valleys and we're there, you know, one another to help each other through that and through that perspective. Now, it all requires one thing. Is I can sit here with Jim and I can talk to you as you're listening about all the wonderful things about business and all these things. But what it requires is you and is your commitment and your doing. It doesn't happen. I can't make that happen. Jim can't make that happen. We can encourage, we can talk, and we can guide, but we just, like he said as a coach, we're not playing. You're the one playing out there. If it's your business, it's your business to move it forward, to be successful in that. But you don't have to be alone. That's where I would, or any other council, or the church does. I mean, as human beings, we have a lot of different support networks, is come along to help you be successful in that. And that's really what it is. I mean, it is us working together, and that's and when you mention skill set, I want to talk about that, because everybody's skills are very different. And you were saying, well, that's the one skill set that you kind of need. Now, there's a skill set that maybe you have as a plumber or electrician or thing that you can provide and be in business doing. That's one type of skill set that you can do. But the skill that is the most helpful in business is communication, is communicating. I see that be the stickler in more organizations than any other singular thing is poor communication. And so if you work on that and you can get your skills up on communicating well, and it's communicating with staff, it's communicating with partners, it's communicating with vendors, it's communicating with government people and you know, regulators. It's communicating with whomever that will separate a big difference on success or not is how well you communicate.
Matt Walsh in studio with us. He is a business coach, been working with business owners of all faiths throughout the Albuquerque metro area and other places. And I know you haven't just worked with for-profit corporations. You've also helped with some people that have set up nonprofit service organizations, maybe even ministries. And the fundamental thing that people need to realize about those kind of organizations is they still need to make more money than they spend.
That's right.
It's just that the assets in a nonprofit are not owned by an individual.
Correct.
So if you look at a ministry like a Calvary Chapel, no one person owns the assets. It is a nonprofit ministry, but the reason that people give and the reason that, you know, and the folks that are in charge of the ministry have to be good stewards with what God gives, and they have different visions and ideas about how they communicate that, the message of the gospel to the community. And
that's
you're
right.
talking about people that are providing photography and manufacturing
that's right.
services
that's right.
and,
yep.
Counseling
yep.
and all kinds of different things.
Uh-huh.
So we're going to have more with Matt Walsh. He's been a business coach here in Albuquerque, and we thank him so much for being with us. We got a couple more segments with Matt. And if you want to call us, please do during the break at 505-338-5790. Matt will be available to take any questions that you might have. We may not be able to solve the problem totally, but at least we can make an introduction.
Right.
Matt Walsh will be back here on ABQ Connect right after these messages.
Third and 22. This is Roger Patterson with the Minute of Vision for Life. I can never figure out why there isn't a play for 3rd and 22 beyond the draw play. For many teams, the draw is so predictable. Even the broadcasters know that on 3rd and 22, the offensive coordinator is going to call a run play. After it gets 7 yards and the punt team comes on, the commentator says, well, they don't have a play to go 22 yards. When I hear that, I think, throw the ball, take a shot downfield, throw deep. Why accept defeat when you have a world-class receiver and a grown man who can throw the ball 70 yards? I can't fathom it. Let's consider our ways when our backs are against the wall. Remember whose team you're on and his love towards you. When Christ is in your corner, take a shot downfield. Romans 8:35 says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? So tribulation, distress, persecution, or famine? No, thanks be to God, he gives us the victory.
You've been listening to Dr. Roger Patterson with A Minute of Vision, a ministry of Vision for Life Radio at visionforlife.org.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect.
Connect, Jim Williams in studio with Matt Walsh, a business coach, and we have a young lady, Annette, on the phone. Hi, Annette. Thanks for calling in this afternoon.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Sure, you have a question?
I have a quick question, yeah. I'm new at kind of starting my own business, and I was trying to find out, how do you get going on, I already got my CRS number from the state, how do you get going to put your taxes aside, and what's a good method or a good way to get in the habit of doing that?
Good question. Matthew.
There's a, I don't know if this is about plugging books, but there's a great book out there
absolutely.
That actually would help, you answer that question. And I'll talk about, I'll give you the title of the book. It's called Profit First is the title of the book. And here's the methodology. So do you remember like when you took a budget before, and maybe you did, maybe you haven't, where it's kind of the envelope method? Where let's say,
right.
yeah, you put so much in for entertainment, so much in for the food budget, so much in, and you put so much money away in all of those different envelopes. Well, Profit First says that as revenue comes in, you really do the same thing. So for instance, on taxes, we pay 7.875.
In Bernalillo County.
In Bernalillo County here in Albuquerque. So that money, as you would sell your product or service, would come off and really go in that envelope. Now, they don't use envelopes. What they do is use bank accounts. So you could go to a bank and set up different accounts in that bank. For one's an operating account, so all the money comes in the operating account. But then you assign it at like just like it's an expense, because it really is. You're collecting the money on behalf of the government in order to send it into the state. and you put that money in a tax account. So what happens in a lot of cases, and it's such a good question on it, because what happens to a lot of companies is they put all their money in one account, then they manage from that, and they go, oh, I got $10,000 in there, I'm rich, or whatever. When in fact, and that $10,000 is, I might have to buy some goods to sell. I might I have taxes I owe. I have to pay myself. You need to pay yourself. So there's that money is really not $10,000 that you have full access to, but rather for the whole company. And then if you divvy it up and you look, oh, I really only have $2,000 to be paying expenses out of and making decisions with, and not 10, and the other 8 is maybe spoken for other things.
And that's why a lot of people do a payroll account separate from their operating account.
That's right.
So you're kind of suggesting maybe you set up a tax account, maybe you set up.
That's exactly.
And other ways you can do that, depending on what software program you're using, is like if you're posting liabilities, you have tax due. And before you write any checks or take anything out of your operating account, you make sure you account for all of those things.
That's right.
But I will say just as easily, if you're not on a program like QuickBooks every day, Annette, I don't know if you ever, I don't know how old you are, but I was raised, and I'm a retired banker, so I was raised always writing down things on a check register, you know, manually.
Yeah, me too.
Okay.
Me too, and that's how I keep track of stuff, but I just didn't know if there was a, you know, something else I could be doing that I haven't found or somebody else is using that might help me.
So Profit First is the book that I'm referring to, that, and my wife and her business started it, and she really is very diligent, has helped her tremendously in really managing it. Because the other thing about Profit First does is, and he talks about this, you're in business to make a profit, so you should pay it first. And then other expenses, because the idea is he uses a toothpaste analogy. So you have the tube of toothpaste, and you get down kind of to the end of the toothpaste, and you're squeezing, and you're doing everything you can to get every last bit of toothpaste out of that tube.
Right.
Well,
right.
If you take your profit first, and you take some toothpaste out of the tube first, then you're going to be squeezing every last bit of, you know, monies you have to pay, or let's say negotiating with people who you're having to pay to make sure that you've taken your profit and that's been accounted for. And you're in business to make money.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Annette, thank you
for
your call.
Profit First is written by you?
No, it is not written by me. I forget the gentleman who wrote it, but you can, you know, put it on Amazon or Google it. It is not written by me, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, Annette.
Profit First. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Blessings to you.
Yep.
Mark is on the line. Hello, Mark. How are you doing this afternoon?
Hey, I'm doing good. Hi, Matt. Mark Hurton.
Hey, Mark. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, I want to put a good word in for Matt. He's been my business coach for the last 7 or 8 years. And helped me navigate through the selling and buying and starting and closing of several businesses. And our time together is always really beneficial. It's kind of like a nice counselor. I go in there and I unload on him of everything that's happening. And then he gives me feedback on good ideas, bad ideas.
Mark, let me ask you a question. This is Jim. Do you find that helps you maintain the energy? And we were talking about passion a little bit earlier. When you have somebody to bounce ideas off of and to vent on and that kind of thing, is that helpful in maintaining your own energy and passion about what you're doing?
It is. And it's a reinforcement of either your gut feeling or, you know, some direction you want to do. If someone else is there to give you another perspective, and Matt has such great experience because he deals with so many other types of businesses that he brings all this experience to our conversation and helps me look at things in a different light. So I love it.
Thank you, Mark. We appreciate your call
very
much.
Thanks, Mark.
Best to you.
Hey, thanks.
So Matt, you know, Mark been working with you a little while.
Absolutely.
You're talking about different issues that come up. Is there a common issue when you're dealing with the public that comes up maybe more than another? I know one thing that I've experienced, and again,
yes.
this has to do with, I read a book by Brant Henson. It's available in most Christian bookstores. It's called Unoffendable. And it's a very simple premise. It basically says the Christians are not really entitled to righteous anger. You know, when you're driving down the road and there's a knucklehead that cuts in front of you, sure. absolutely they're wrong.
Right.
But you really are not entitled to the anger associated with that event. You got to just forgive them and let it go. Remove yourself from danger. No road rage allowed.
How does that work for you, Jim?
That doesn't, well, that's the whole point. Simple concept, difficult to do.
That's and I, right. And I exactly can, right.
You know, I a lot of times when I go into a restaurant, I admire so much the wait staff at a restaurant. Because I see very rude people, even if the food is bad or whatever,
right.
those people don't deserve to be treated badly. And I see a lot of them treated very badly, and I admire how they handle it. You know, they're
yeah.
most of them are just tremendous professionals. They handle it without even blinking. You know, they might go in the back room and say a few mumbles under their breath, but professionally in front of everybody, they handle it. They
yep.
they do things. So. Is that something common where people have trouble dealing with rude people?
Well, okay. So everybody has strengths and weaknesses. And when I'm working with business owners is they have different leadership styles. Now, if you're talking about the general public, so that'd be more like staff right. working for a business owner, you know, you can do training on that. We all struggle with that. I mean, even as a Christian, that's where the flesh comes in, and we can struggle with that. And but as a business owner, I don't try to. What I try to do is help them with their leadership style and how it works for them best, and if that is working, and give them guidance and you know empathy. And so I'll listen and I take a lot of notes. And then I'll say, here's what I'm hearing. And based on what I'm hearing, here's how I would advise you on that. But that's a real struggle. And I'll tell you, in business owners, it comes into when somebody puts up one of those reviews. So how it comes, what you're talking about, is on Amazon or on Google or on Yelp or on any of these social media things, they bash your business. Woo-hoo. Boy, try to keep your cool in that. You work hard. For your customers, you work hard to provide value out there, and then they would have the gall to put up publicly that, well, I didn't like the taste of that dish that I was served, or maybe it was a little cold, without giving you the opportunity first. And it is hard, it is difficult for anybody, especially when you have the passion for your business and you know you're working hard to do all these things, and sometimes you stumble. Sometimes businesses stumble. And then to hold your cool on that's a real challenge for any of us.
Absolutely. Well, yeah. We're going to have more with Matt Walsh in studio with us. Matt is a business coach. If you need to reach out to Matt, you can email him at businesscoachabq@gmail.com. More with Matt Walsh on ABQ Connect right after these messages.
Here's Joy Junction CEO, Alma Reynolds.
Joy Junction has been serving homeless men, women, and children for 33 years now. And it's a dream come true for our late founder, Jeremy Reynolds, to have our new additional rooms and a separate space for single men and single women. But we need your help. Your generous donation means hope to somebody, and we are here to be that hope.
For more information, go to joyjunction.org. Be that hope. Go to joyjunction.org. Do you have an old clunker sitting there collecting dust, rust, and weeds? Donate it to Joy Junction. We would be glad to take it off your hands. Doesn't matter what condition, running not required. We'll take it. Just contact us. We'll take care of the rest, even towing. Just call 505-217-9586. Your vehicle donation will help us provide housing for Albuquerque's homeless families. Joy Junction, bringing hope to the homeless. Won't you help?
Life can take an unexpected turn in your home or business by fire or flood. As a result, you may have mold problems. Let the experts put your mind at ease with a quick response from locally owned water extraction experts. They'll provide service within the hour, are available 24/7 for emergencies, and work with all insurance companies. Professional, certified, and friendly technicians are here to do the job right the first time. Call the experts now at 505-250-6000. 6500 or visit them online at waterextractionexperts.com.
The 2019 Starry 8 Golf Tournament, Saturday morning, September 21st, 8 o'clock at Santa Ana Golf Club. This four-person scramble will help Starry 8 meet the 2019 budget, while a portion of the proceeds will benefit Albuquerque Christian Children's Home. Enjoy a day filled with golf and giveaways and godly fellowship. Breakfast is provided by Monroe's New Mexican Food. Lunch provided by Chick-fil-A. Sponsors are needed right now, and golfers will receive a discount for signing up early at star88.fm/golf.
Quality, experience, personal service. Dom Garcia Realty, placing the interest of others first.
Dom is more individualized than a normal realtor. He really listened to what my concerns were and the problems that I'd had with trying to sell my home. I knew that he had also worked with rental properties. And in the event that I wasn't able to sell my property since it had already been on the market for 6 months, I knew that there was a possibility he could help me as a rental agent also. But he said, no, we're going to get you out of this house. He took me under his wing. And within 72 hours, I started getting a lot of good feedback from him. And he had two or three people looking at the house, and he had sold my house within 72 hours.
We are a full-service broker that includes working with buyers and sellers, renting, leasing, management, whether residential or commercial.
Dom Garcia Realty, 899-4644, 899-4644.
Se habla español.
When NBA basketball player Stacey King was a rookie on the Chicago Bulls team, he scored 1 point in a game in which the famous Michael Jordan scored 69 points. After the game, he said, "I'll always remember this game as the one in which Michael Jordan and I combined to score 70 points." Well, you can't argue with his math, and you can't argue with his philosophy either. In a team sport, it doesn't matter who gets the credit. And likewise, as Christians, we don't serve one another to get credit, but to build up and strengthen the entire body of Christ. This is David Jeremiah, encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover God's opportunities for service on Route 66.
Route 66, driving the word home. Log on to Route66Life.com and get your roadmap for life. Route 66. Start your journey home today.
This week on Connect with Skip Heitzik, Skip answers an important question about the Christian life after salvation.
Are you telling me the extent of the Christian life is I believe in Jesus and he sticks me in church and that's all? No, that's not all. That's not all. There's more. And it's called being filled with the Holy Spirit.
Connect with Skip Heitzik this week as he teaches a series called Expound Holy Spirit.
Weekdays at 8 a.m. on KNKT. On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect.
From the Power Ford Studios, Faith Family Ford, Power Ford, Jim Williams with ABQ Connect, in studio with Matt Walsh, Albuquerque business coach. Matt, you're gracious to be here. I've had all kinds of phone calls this afternoon, and we have Patrick on the phone asking a business question to Matt Walsh. Patrick, how are you?
How you doing?
Hey, a lot of things have come to the surface. You know, life has changed and everything, but there's many strikes that have come against me and things like that, but I still have some positive things to offer, so I would love to talk to you sometime. I don't really feel really comfortable being on the radio and talking to you, but even if you had 10 minutes or whatever, it would be absolutely wonderful. It would be manna from heaven just to talk to somebody to look outside and in, come back in. And so what is the title of
Patrick, you can reach Matt if you just email him at businesscoach, so B-U-S-I-N-E-S-S, coach, C-O-A-C-H, A-B-Q for Albuquerque. So businesscoachabq at gmail.com. Just send him an email with your number, and Matt will get back.
That good? I will. Yeah, that's fine. Okay. That's good.
So there's one last thing I'd like to point out is, I noticed in California when we were there, they would recycle everything, but I know that's a whole another different issue. I guess it's just not cost effective. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Patrick. Bye-bye. Appreciate the call in.
Bye-bye.
So again, Patrick, obviously facing some challenges.
Sure.
Matt, that's exactly why you're in this business, to provide some encouragement. And I know, Patrick, having known Matt a long time, you'll be encouraged just as a person, even if there's not a lot he can do with your business. But if there is something to be helped with your business, Matt will be the guy to help you with that. So appreciate you calling in. Matt, let's talk a little bit now about, we've already talked about entrepreneurs who wear right. every hat. They're yep. the sales guy. They're the accountant. They're the marketing department. Right. They're the HR. They're the maintenance right. people. They're emptying the trash cans, doing it all.
That's right.
So tell me about the balance of life. You know, we're spiritual beings. We have families. We have children. How do you balance all of this?
That is a great question. And I would say that's a very personal question, because it has to do much with your thinking about life, your faith, and what is important to you, because that's where you spend your time. Whatever is important to you is where you spend your time. And, you know, it's hard in different business owners, depending on the struggles in their life. So I've been with business owners who have gone through divorce, which is a very traumatic and difficult thing. I've gone with business owners who've had a loss of a child. And what do you do then? You know, I mean, because your life balance then shifts suddenly because your focus shifts. And I don't have a great answer. I have guidance. I can tell you, when I have had the most struggles with that in my life, one is listen to your spouse. You're married. I've been married for 32 wonderful years to my wife. She has insights that are invaluable to me in that
Pam has
case.
A special place in heaven. We know that.
She definitely does. And so your friends can help with that perspective. Prayer. And I probably should have started there. But Jesus says, throw all your worries and cares on me. And so when I talk with business owners of faith, okay, that I know are Christians and Christian believers, I will always ask is, have you prayed and put that on Christ? Because why are you bearing that burden alone? It's not a burden for you, because, and it could be a burden for all kinds of reasons and for all kinds of things. And what happens is, you may be present for your child's sporting event or for their birthday physically, but you're not there mentally. So it's not a matter of just the physicalness of it, which is important. That's important, but the being present at the moment too. And so I think, you know, when you ask that question, there's different things that people can kind of do and manage your time and organize yourself. And there's lots of tools out there to do that. But it's really a personal question of what is important to you. And I don't know a better way than to do some searching yourself of oneself.
Well, knowing you, I know you ask the questions.
I do.
And you like it to be the idea of the individual you're working with.
That's right.
You're not going to tell them what to do. You want it to be their idea.
It has to be.
So when they decide, I'm out of balance. I'm working 80-hour weeks.
Right.
I'm not taking my wife out on a date.
Yeah.
Even though I'm a person of faith, I haven't been to church in a year.
Yeah.
They tell you all these things.
And a lot of times
they come to the conclusion, maybe I need a regular schedule of, I got to quit work at this time. Or I got to delegate this. I know that's one thing I see with entrepreneurs all the time. They can't release any of the responsibility to other parties within their company, even though they've hired competent people to handle those responsibilities.
Right. Yeah. And a lot of that can be a trust issue, you know, and you work through those trust issues as to why that's the case, that they're not, and communication, because they're not communicating exactly what it is that they want done.
Well, one of the things I know for sure is that if you're working with Matt Walsh, you're working in groups, and there's other coaching organizations that
or
are
one-on-one.
Very competent.
I mean, I do one-on-one as well.
You do a lot of one.
Yeah.
But you're also in fellowship with another person or a group of people.
Right.
You're not an island unto yourself.
That's correct.
So you're going to get some advice from people of faith. You're going to get some advice from people that are very successful
that
don't have the same religious background you
That's
have.
Right.
And what's interesting is you're all helping
one another.
That's correct.
And having an opportunity to have a relationship.
And making each other better. And you can gain a lot of perspective on somebody who may not be a Christian on running your business, running it successfully, and getting some wisdom in that too. God works through all people, not just, quote, Christians, but
right.
This is his world.
What's fascinating to me is I have had a number of people that were not believers.
Yep.
That have told me that sometimes they hesitate to hire Christians because a lot of times God becomes an excuse for the Christians. You know,
yeah, sure.
Oh, I failed this way. That must be God's will or this or that. And
yeah.
Somehow God gets blamed for all the failures
sure.
and they take all the credit for all the successes. And mm-hmm. we know that that's not really the way it works.
Sure.
But I feel strongly, Matt, that, and I've seen it. I've seen businesses that you've started off with.
Yep.
That become successful enterprises.
Yeah.
And we won't mention any names,
no.
but a couple of them have some pretty fun things that they're in business doing. And there's
yeah.
going to be one built on the north side of town pretty soon. So we won't mention who that is yet.
That's right. But maybe he called in earlier.
That's right.
that's right.
So, Matt, thanks so much for joining us
today. Oh, yeah.
Today.
It's been a real pleasure. And I hope this has been able to help some folks out there, even if you didn't call in and you're listening, and you should certainly feel encouragement.
Well, we have 100 more questions to go over, so
yeah, that's right.
You've agreed to come back
yeah,
on a fairly regular
sure.
basis.
Yeah.
So we're going to have some business days and talking with Matt and other people in the business community. So we're glad that you're with us tomorrow. Don't forget that Burton and Anita Perez with Sacred Marriage will be here. First time we had them on the program a couple of weeks ago, we had four or five callers, and it was very dramatic. These folks help people prepare to be married. They use a tool called Saving Your Marriage Before It Begins and some really neat insight. And then on Wednesday, Dr. Downs will be with us. And he's Peter Benson used to have him on the air a long time ago. He knows everything about nutrition. So glad you joined us this afternoon, Matt.
Thanks
so
Jim.
Much.
And thank you
thanks
all.
Thanks to Andrew for producing the show. We'll see you tomorrow.
Okay.
ABQ Connect is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any part of today's show, get the free podcast at knkt.com.